The territory which we are going to cross draws its history from the depths of the mountain. Indeed, it was thanks to the quality of its coal, anthracite, that mining companies developed considerably in the 19th century. The presence of this coal, reputed to be one of the best in the world, has been known since the Middle Ages. However, it was not until the 17th century that the first traces of exploitation were found, but still uncontrolled and unproductive. Its calorific properties are remarkable. They can reach very high temperatures. The mines were organized little by little throughout the 18th century, then quickly after the Revolution. This exceptional coal was used to supply the cement factories in the Grenoble region, which was booming in the 19th century. The demand continues to grow, but coal is not easily transportable. A very heavy material, we call it cumbersome. It is particularly difficult to transport on the small mountain roads that descend from the Matisine Plateau. In winter, the access is capped in snow, and the icy ground can be potentially fatal to humans and animals if they fall. In summer, working under the sun is arduous and overwhelms the animals as much as the workers. Even spring and autumn have surprises in store. The water makes the paths muddy and encourages landslides. We must therefore find a solution. Entrepreneurs and municipalities in the region are calling for the construction of a railway line. A first project is considered under the Second Empire, but the line does not travel through La Mure. Other projects will follow, with no success. We won't resolve the problem until the Third Republic. The whole region will be able to flourish with this train. A populace of peasants and miners, sometimes both at the same time, will then prosper. But the line must first be built, and that's quite a challenge.